What was that door key?
No, it's just back to you. So this is the Netherlands Pride Protection District Board of Directors special meeting on September 1st, 2021. The meeting is being recorded. Start with roll call. Ian Owen Powell, I am present. Todd Wiesler, present. Guy Fawcett,
present.
Okay, we have a board quorum. Meeting to order at 1901. There was only one item on this agenda, which was to appoint the internal interim chief for operational cohesivity. This meeting is fundamentally still about that, but given some new information, we need to modify our process. Make a motion to approve the meeting agenda.
Second.
So I sent you both, okay, first of all, actually, I realized about 10 minutes ago that the first PDF I sent you was marked attorney-client privileged and confidential. I don't believe it is, because it just covers the aspect of open meeting law that we're subject to. Mm-hmm. If you're both happy that we can discuss that, because it becomes,
sure,
it becomes a public document at that point.
Yeah.
I believe it to be fine.
Okay. That's a key point.
Sorry, this is document two. The other one. So the thing that was different, so I spoke to our attorney yesterday, just to run what we talked about on Monday past them, to check the legality of the process that we're doing. Initially, his response was, yeah, it sounds like you can do that. That seems like it's within the rules. And just so it's clear, the kind of way I got to the point we got to was, that's pretty much how everybody selects their interim chief, it seems. It's a fairly quick process because delaying it creates issues within the department, as I expect. What we did have a very long conversation about was how that would proceed through the process and what that looked like if we had an interim chief that was applying for the role of full-term chief. And so the initial thoughts on that were, that's okay, you can do that. And that comes under the, we could do it as an in-house search.
Really? They would consider that an in-house search?
Because the interim chief is employed by the department, it becomes an in-house search.
Oh, okay.
So you can do that.
Okay.
I think the preference, because effectively you're selecting a chief executive officer for a public entity. Mm-hmm. So obviously the preference is that you do a wider search, but it is up to the district to decide how it wishes to proceed with that. One of the interesting things that came out that I didn't realize was the issue of confidentiality, that up until you announce your candidates, their applications are confidential. Also means that there's a very limited context and way that you can discuss with your candidates about the job, because the actual interview has to be in a public session. If we were, well, when we post the post, we have to form a search committee, which I would suggest the search committee would be the board as it stands at the time, and probably two volunteers. And I'm going to come back to this in a second. But I think there should be some input from the insight regarding that search committee. The law does allow for the search committee to go into an executive session to review the application materials. That was one bit I had not realized.
Excuse me.
Yeah, and then don't they make a point? Well, it's okay, you're getting to it down there. Which point? Well, it's we can't go into executive session once we announce the candidates.
No, once the candidates have been announced, because then it's all in an open session.
Right.
And if there's less than three candidates, then everything's an open session.
Technically, it's not all an open session, because at some point I thought going down a little further, negotiating contracts.
Getting to that.
Okay.
So setting the terms for the negotiations is in an executive session. Mm-hmm. And I just posted a meeting for that for tomorrow. Sorry. Just so that we can make sure that we are all agreeing on the terms. So where does this leave us? I then asked the questions. So this is basically the process for appointing a full-time chief. Mm-hmm. And this is basically written in that context. So I asked the question this morning, does this apply to the interim chief? And this was the response. I don't know if you both had time to read this. I only got to read this morning. So the short version of that, as I read it, and welcome to interpretations, is that we could move forward as we've discussed, but we should post the position as well. And I kind of had a strong suspicion that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
Although we've put out feelers and spoken to people, I think it needs to be officially posted under the Equal Pay Act requirements. And this also applies if we're going to do an interim chief, which we also discussed, to cover the period between now and when we select and a new interim chief can start. So it's confusing, I understand.
And then this is what got me to the comment. I was, if we're going to have to do a lot of the process anyway of normally selecting a chief, everything from open records to confidentiality, things like that, then it seems like what we really should do is put our foot on the gas of trying to do that process mm-hmm. as quick as possible. And then, the acting chief, what can we do in that space? Can we get one of the senior staff to step up in the chief role and do that? Yes, but no. Okay.
So as I read this, we need to post that internally, which is fine.
Yeah.
Set a time limit for applications.
Yeah.
And then we can move forward with that.
That's applied to the acting chief.
That would apply to the acting interim chief.
Yeah.
The acting chief, however you want to refer to that.
But that's an internal process.
And we would have to do that anyway,
yeah.
Whichever way we move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the Equal Pay Act says that for any internal any internal position or promotion, that's what I was looking for, you need to post it internally.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can do that. We can make that a short posting process, 7 days, whatever we want. And then select an internal interim chief and move forward from there. And that gets us at least operationally functional.
Okay. And that would be an acting internal chief or acting interim chief, acting chief.
Yeah, I have no idea what the title is.
Because it seems to be important because, you know, interim is you got to do all this stuff. But then, oh, if you want to do acting, then you can just do this.
Right.
So, so it seems to be important how we call it and what we do. Although I would, once again, you know, compensate for doing that work.
Absolutely. And that's the purpose of tomorrow night's meeting. Okay. Because both of these postings need some kind of discussion about terms and negotiation and what we're looking at and what we intend. So I think the question is, well, first of all, so we have to do the, we'll call it acting chief.
Yeah.
We have to do that.
Yeah.
So things we need to agree for that are posting period, which I would mention 7 days.
Okay. I'll second.
Yeah, I agree.
And then everybody's here, right? We don't have somebody out, you know, that we're somehow doing something.
Currently, I believe everybody who would qualify is here.
Okay. Yes.
So that should be able to get us out of the disposition very quickly. And then the other decision to make is, okay, how do you want to move forward? Do you want to post on our website the interim chief post for a period of time to be decided? Or do you want to just jump straight forward and go to the full selection and search process?
I'm inclined to go to the latter, just because I think if we do the other one, we're going to have to do the process twice. At least we're going to have to do a mini process and then we're going to have to do the full process anyway, right?
Yeah.
Would CPS be open to, or Gov, HR Gov, whatever it was, open to just the first stage where they advertise but don't do a lot of active
recruitment? They're very similar in their
proposals. Yeah, both very similar. Outreach, so the identifying and contacting potential candidates, which gets us to the stage of us reviewing at executive session, right?
But oh, so you mean reviewing applications in executive session?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as there's more than three, yes, that would be true.
Yeah. So let's say we don't get three.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we just get one.
Mm-hmm.
Got to move forward. What do we do?
Move forward.
I mean, yeah, right.
Part of the thing, at least when I was looking at what the lawyers had said, is that both of GovHR and with CPS, I think proposals would take us through a process where I think it would hit all the points that the lawyers felt that we got all the check boxes, we did all the things right. These guys would, or whoever we chose would take us that process.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I'm inclined to, you know, put our foot on the gas and then just go full force on trying to get a full time chief as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can reach out to, well, both of them had a similar timeline to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was about 3 months, wasn't it? 3-4 months?
Generally speaking, that's going to be the timeline you're looking at.
Because if I remember, it was like December.
Yeah.
I thought if we had somebody, you know, like if we had a candidate that's successful in negotiations in December, I thought we would have been successful in our task. It was in my mind.
I'm wondering, and I'm not looking at HR Gov, GovHR. But even looking at this, given the restrictions that our lawyer is saying that we have to live under, can they even execute the second and third stage?
Yes. You mean in terms of open meeting law?
Yeah, client meeting to select some finalists. That's us in an executive session, right?
Yes. Providing we meet the minimum standard for that.
Yeah.
If there are less than three semifinalists, then that items doesn't happen. That's an open meeting.
Yeah, but I mean, like on that one, I assume what they're doing is they're facilitating us doing that. They're not actually doing it.
They're bringing in interview materials.
Yeah. And organizing it, and then we're there. They're helping make sure that we're meeting the time schedules and stuff. You know, a lot of these things in my mind is, you know, a project management aspect of it. Just because, as Ian would say, this stuff comes up on a day-to-day that we have to address.
Okay, so the question that maybe is... do we post it, or do we want to engage one of these two organizations to do that, to do all the work? There's part of this that we still have to do.
Yeah. I'd engage one of the two organizations just because I think that they would walk us through a process that I think in the end would be a good process, because they've done it so many times. And then, getting a hold of key stakeholders and stuff. I mean, you and I may think of something, but they may bring out, you know, key stakeholders that we've got to address and stuff that I don't necessarily, you know, and I don't want to try to brainstorm them here.
I was assuming that we're the key stakeholders.
Maybe we are the key stakeholders, but what are some of the members, some of the career staff? We want to get some community members. Do they potentially want to even engage some, like, the town administrators? Because, you know, and I'm just going to pick on Miranda Fisher, you know, because, you know, they have a pretty big stake of what we're doing and things like that. So, and then what that does is that kind of drives, you know, some of the, I'll say, features or things that we're looking for a candidate and stuff. And then it also feels, or gives those people a chance that they feel like they've had a voice in the process, right?
Same again.
So, okay. That, and then having a voice in the process is a really key one for me. So,
if I remember right, first column's like 9K, second column's like 19K, third column's like 29K, something.
25K.
Yeah.
Okay. They were both fundamentally the same.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of money. That's an important process.
And then both of them have a guarantee, right? On it, I thought, I know. So.
Yeah, so 1 year placement guarantee.
Right. Conversely, we could try to do it ourselves, that would take a lot of work from some individual likely in this room, and then even in this process, I think we're gonna we have a lot to do just even engaging these folks.
I was kind of somewhat envisioning, like, say for instance, instead of just taking on the entire posting ourselves, if we did execute on the lowest level as an example, we would post it, but it would be, and that posting would be benefited by their putting together this brochure, that we could basically post the brochure, you know. Now the second level, they're going out and placing ads, and they're being more active and pulling in potential candidates.
Yeah, and I kind of like that one a little better, because I don't know, where we place ads and what we do, you know, I'm not a marketing person on how to put stuff, whereas they might know, you know, national journals or places to, you know, put, you know, advertisements to get a broader candidate than just like our website.
True. That was a significant amount of work.
I mean, I got, you know, I felt really lucky finding like whatever Golden Colorado's search for, you know, placement. These guys work with us pretty closely on a lot of things, right?
They are our current HR provider. Mm-hmm. So they understand this and understand where we are and what we need. So that isn't a definite advantage.
Yeah.
And given the closeness in price, I would favor going with them.
Following along Todd's reasoning, I mean, you've talked to them, you know, ultimately, I think we want to do a full engagement, but could we start, where would they start? I mean, would they start with a partial and do that? I mean, because that looks like it has all the key points all the way down to the selection process, right? And could we say we want to engage at least at that level, and then at that point, could we, you know, do a pause and say, we want to complete the assessment process and the selection process ourselves, or we want you to, I don't know, take us to the finish line or whatever, you know, with that. Does that seem reasonable? You know, Todd, does that seem reasonable to you?
It does to me, but it may not be to them.
Yeah.
They may want a guarantee of where they want.
Well, but, you know, on that, you know, the partial is 19,000, the full is, you know, 25,000, I thought. And so, and then it's basically, they're doing, as far as I could tell, they're doing all the steps up until the last, you know, decision process. So It seems, yeah, it seems like they'd be somewhat amenable, but you never.
They've been generally pretty flexible with us.
So yeah.
I suspect so.
I would think that would be too. Does that have to be a motion for you?
Oh, yes, it does.
So I am motion that we engage CPS in a minimum partial search for a full-time chief.
A second.
Yes.
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 So motion. And one thing that I would like to,
and then I would add, if they come back and somehow don't work out with CPS, we go back to GovHR.
Yep.
But I'm assuming that's not the case, and I will wait till you come back with a confirmation to say they agreed, and then I'm going to tell GovHR we're not going to engage them.
Okay.
Does that seem reasonable?
That does seem reasonable.
Okay. But I'm assuming it's going to be a week or more from now.
Yeah, I think your assumption is safe on that.
Okay.
The only thing I would like us to discuss then now, so that we have a timeline, is the placement of ads and how long we would like that, the posting, to stay in place. Also, that affects our final timeline.
Yeah, generally, my experience is like 3 to 6 weeks is, you know, a reasonable posting, you know, especially if we're doing it nationally. If we're doing it locally, I would post it sooner on our website, you know, once you get confirmation from HR folks, because I think we had a job description or something like that that was reasonable.
Roll into that straight after this.
Okay.
Because there's something else we need to decide.
Well, okay. The attorney said something that's, didn't they say something that the Equal Pay Act now requires posting for an interim position longer than 6 months?
No, that's for a posting for an interim position that's longer than 6 months, not the posting is longer than 6 months.
I see.
Yeah, we're not going to see that. We're we're going to go right to.
So we have to post it if we intend to send an interim position to go.
We do. We can decide that. We can talk about that. But there we go.
Yeah.
I would say 28 days, but then I'm hoping we can move forward.
Okay.
I'm trying to aggressively move us forward.
Yeah.
In my experience of posting jobs, after 28 days, the number of applications rolls off dramatically.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I said 3 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, so I'm in the middle of that.
Yep. So, we want to go quickly, so.
Okay, so I made the motion that the postings for advertising the post of the interim chief run no longer than 28 days.
Second.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And do we want to add the postings will all get out by the 15th of September? I don't know.
Until we finalize the schedule with CPS.
Okay.
I don't know that's possible.
Okay. Yeah, and actually, we want to have them, because they may have a better idea of timing and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So we have fulfilled all of the parts that we need to fulfill at this stage. So we've done internal interim posting. Engage CPS, 28 days for their posting once it's ready, and then we start to move forward with the process of looking at the applicants, pick the candidates, finalize the candidate, and then we have 14 days after that. So we're probably looking November, probably December before we establish this.
I'm gone for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be in California. Hopefully.
We won't be over Thanksgiving. We will not be having a meeting on Thanksgiving. Absolutely guarantee that.
Good.
Okay. So the only other thing we have to do is agree on the job description.
Can I get a clarification? So that posting is just for the interim chief.
No, if we're going to post him, we'll post him full chief.
Full chief.
There's no interim chief. Forget interim chief anymore. Good. There's an acting chief.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about.
And that
has, that's and acting, internal.
And then acting chief has to be acting until we get the full chief on board.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's why he wants to move quick.
Well, yeah.
I agree.
Because, as I said in the last meeting, they're already under pressure.
Yeah.
So we already have an issue. So somewhere in the stack, I believe this was your.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I could start off, and then the first thing I would say is, if you guys had better things you wanted to see, I would more than willing to defer. The second one is that the top part of this was something that Rick Durr and I worked on for what the chief description was at some point. So, you know, he and I went through this. So he had some eyes on it. And if you scroll down, what I try to do is supervision, but then at some point we were breaking the job into administrative duties and operational duties and stuff. And so that's kind of why this broke out the way it did. I'm not saying in a job description we would have it that way, but you know, it kind of broke out some administrative stuff. And then I think the like operational stuff down below.
Tell me if I'm scrolling too fast. Just reading through this again. this I have a problem with.
Okay.
Because it has created a problem in the past.
Okay.
I should either be discusses with the NF people or appointments, motions to motions, transfer to termination of personnel.
I'd be willing to change that. I sent you the Word document too, right?
This is the Word
document. Okay, so you can change that. Just change it. Okay.
That should be is responsible for the creation of and enforcement of. It's a delegatable task, but it should have a responsibility attached to it.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I'm not sure whether it's an enforcement. It's different because it's bridging two different things here. So one's a rules and regulations thing, which we're talking kind of employee policy, and the other one is operating guidelines.
Uh-huh.
And one's probably more of an enforce, one's more of a monitoring. In my mind.
Yeah. Monitoring.
I do believe you've got the evaluation.
Yeah. Yeah, go with that. I thought I got standard operating guidelines in there.
You did. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
great. I was listening.
It's fine.
Maybe. I don't know much though about, I mean, a lot of this stuff, especially when we get past, well, in all the, well, we'll get down there. You like the last one I put in there? Performs additional responsibilities assigned by us.
Yeah, I really have that. But
we'll get to that. We could take it out, but.
So, in my experience, not just here, this can be really badly abused.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand why it's in there.
Honestly, in my opinion, if it's done right, you know, additional responsibilities, what would happen is we would say, we want to reevaluate your job description.
Yeah,
they would all of a sudden get articulated, like we have the stuff in here. And then.
So the way I think to do that, word that, is to say that this does not, this is not a complete and full description of.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Elements of this position are worse to that effect.
Yeah. If you want to delete that, that's fine.
Yeah. I don't think it would be abused, but I've seen it in other contracts and uh-huh. I've definitely seen it abused.
But, well, especially, you know, if somebody's assigning additional responsibilities when, you know, you would think there would be some compensation for those additional responsibility. I mean, like we assign, I don't know, fire marshal or some, I don't know, something that would be additional compensation, but it's not we're just doing that. So you've got to defend against that. Mm-hmm. I would definitely agree.
Like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is there anything that it talks about interfacing with, you know, local municipalities?
Yes.
Where is that located?
I guess under peripheral.
Oh, peripheral duties, okay.
Which context are you in? Are you in before a fire or after a fire? Is that this kind of
Yeah, so actually the context in that is you're in a fire. So that probably is not the right context for that, right? Well, is that an inspection?
Do it like that.
Yeah.
And there's some defeat.
Yep. Right. Okay. That would, yes. I like that bit. I got the perform additional duties as assigned to the board again.
We'll make that consistent.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
It's, maintains an infamous town disaster. How about town / district?
I think it should be district.
Because that would include, Is there multiple?
Yeah. Yes, there is.
It's district.
Yeah.
And the district would include both the town and the
county? Yes. Yes. And so the district is the blight end.
Okay.
And that may better be coordinated with county and town for on those plans, because I don't think we hold any of them. They're done by others. In coordination with.
This thought. Like that?
I just make another sentence rather than man for needs.
I see what Rick's saying. Like he's saying, maintains this disaster preparation plans in a coordination with.
So in coordination,
with.
Okay. You love group editing.
It's one of my favorite way of creating documents.
The only thing better is group programming.
I have no opinion. It is within the coordination with. I just changed it. into the order. It is.
I was trying to figure out that one was trying to give some more background.
So is that administrative or peripheral under this, do you think?
Well, I was writing it with you had a fire going on and you didn't necessarily know the safety of the fire, right? Because it's in the emergency operations.
Right? Sorry, I was talking about the other two and thinking about something at the same time. Okay. This one. That was the one you were talking about. Is it Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yes. You're probably right. That one probably doesn't apply in emergency operations.
Yeah.
It's probably peripheral duties. So do you want to move maintains influence?
Yeah.
To better peripheral or whatever.
Stand by the word to explode. I am surprised. Yes. This one? No. That one. Is that the one I'm supposed to be moving? I mean, it's the wrong one or the two of them.
The first bullet point on that one, I kind of just felt like I just put in and the public.
Yes.
But you know, it's maintaining good relations, so I felt it appropriate.
No, I think that's fine. Excuse me.
Okay, go to the minimum education and training here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's where I got to look at Ian, Rick, or Ken, you know, you guys. This, you know, is, you know, what I could kind of pick out when I was looking at other things, but it's kind of foreign to me. And then are they the right level of certifications for the fire chief that we wanted? or are my two things, right? So this was my best assessment, but here is where I feel, you know, I really need your guys looking at it with a good critical eye to say yes, no, or what were they thinking?
First bullet, second one, as chief officer. I think you're saying it's a high level officer.
Seriously.
As a high ranking or a ranking officer with that?
That ranking,
a ranking officer, would a ranking officer be a lieutenant or a captain?
Just an officer.
Okay.
The way I read that is they have to be a chief of a previous institution.
Assistant chief.
So modifying that to chief level officer, that would include those. Remember, this is a unicorn list.
Yes. As well. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
The reality is you get.
I think it depends. Well, I doubt in this role. So
sometimes you get a wide gamut of people.
So one of the things I often think about is it truly minimum then, or is it a unicorn? And then if it is a unicorn thing, do we move it down to preferred? Is what I get.
I don't think that's a unicorn thing at all.
Because ultimately, at least for me, when we're starting to evaluate candidates, if they don't have the minimum qualifications, I'm going to be kind of squirrely, you know, about that stuff, because we say these are the minimum qualifications.
That's the problem of tying us up to a minimum
qualification. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying we've got to be very careful about these. And then my out on that is that if they are a nice to have, then they should move down to the other ones. And the minimum qualifications should be really the qualifications that we want, that, you know, really you have to have. And is there one and two?
Or? Yeah, sorry. Let's go with it. I'm not quite sure, but what you interpret that as. Because really that's that.
Yeah.
It could also be like CFO, the chief fire officer, certification, which is considerably above fire officer one and two.
Yeah, but you don't want it in a minimum that you'd like that as a desired.
Yeah, I'm just.
Gotcha. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh. Very pretty.
This may be evil to say, but like take paramedic off of there, put them preferred. And listed there that they have experience supervising EMS providers. Somebody who's a paramedic who hasn't practiced in years because they've been a chief isn't really a paramedic anymore, or isn't maybe functional if they are supervised in the EMS division. Even if they're not a paramedic, they may be a better person for us.
Okay.
I realize that. That can be a problem with cutting shifts and things like that. If not a paramedic.
Yeah, which is why I modified that.
We call it wildland fires, but we don't call it relay structures.
Generally speaking, structure is covered in fire officer one and progressive fire.
That's kind of the basis. That's the basis for everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for us, wildland experience is important enough to make it a minimum qualification.
Yes. Technical rescue is a bit broad. There's a lot of different types of technical rescue. I reduced to if you reduce it to rescue, then it's a bit narrow. Technical rescue is like what you're looking for. Confined space, trench. High angle.
Yeah, I was thinking more, you know, what was it? Two climbers fell in El Dorado Canyon, that type of stuff. So it was that's a technical rescue, in my opinion, I thought.
And it's beyond our capabilities, unless they're on the ground.
Well, they,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they fell.
Not always.
You did use a ladder to take that person off. So.
That caused some.
Okay, well,
I think leaving that in there is fine that way because there's a lot of aspects of, that could be technical rescue that are very valid beyond somebody up on a rock.
Okay, I think it leaves a lot of things in scope. We just want to make sure we're not trying to go for something that we wouldn't do.
Chance of life.
Hmm.
Using the jaws of life.
Well, I mean, that's
also about the cars, technically.
That is, but I'm thinking more like high angle rescue.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like outside the scope of our operation.
Yeah.
Okay. Leave it in, and we can see what we get with that.
So, a little more on paramedic, I put CPR and EMT in the requirements.
There's a valid CPR down by under preferred with the paramedic.
Well, actually, you can't have that without that anyway.
You need to put a little higher.
Kind of covering that in the preferred.
Yeah.
Right. If he has a paramedic, she has a paramedic, not in TVs.
So was it
So you're listing the requirement that they are an EMT?
Yeah.
But what if they're a paramedic?
Well, there's a minimum requirement.
Oh, I gotcha.
So the under preferred was saying, we'd really like to be a paramedic. That's what we want. So, did anybody else have anything else in there? But if it gets to 100 degrees up here, I'm moving.
We go help the neighbors sometimes too.
Yeah, not with 100 degrees. That's okay. Just 70 degrees, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I added the equal opportunity employer.
That's fine.
Does that include the psychological background check? You said background check.
Yes, it answers your question. Yes. It's a little debate on that. Okay.
What do you want to bet you're going to show this to CPS and it's going to get rewritten completely?
Probably.
but at least we got them something, right?
If we got them some stuff. The first thing they can ask for is this.
Yeah.
They will probably rewrite it and then we'll come back and
agree
on it again.
Yeah. If they come back and want to rewrite, is that something we have to do in the public session?
We just have to go through it in the public session and pass it in the public session.
Okay.
The rewrite can happen, I believe, between us and between.
So we can do iterations, but when we officially adopt it, that has to be in public session. Okay. Got it.
So at the moment, we will officially adopt this.
Yep.
We may update it once they've gone through.
Okay. I motion to adopt.
I agree. I second.
And I agree.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll get that off to them.
Tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. I think for this, that's all we need.
A motion to adjourn it?
Maybe not. We also need a job description for the interim chief.
The acting chief.
Acting chief that may not meet this. I think it does.
Why don't you just make all the minimum requirements preferred?
There you go.
Okay. All right.
I was thinking the same thing.
Okay, I made the mission that we take the full chief job description requirements and make the so you'd say the minimum requirements.
Minimum requirements. I imagine you could keep some of them there. But you know, you guys know those things better than I do.
Yeah, there's things like that aren't relevant. That's probably not relevant.
I got one.
Nice, but it's entirely relevant. Go. You got one. You want to add?
I have some of those. I'm losing economics.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the problem. I'm trying to not.
Amongst all of us, we don't want to come.
Okay. So you're going to do a cooperative action, yeah. Chief.
Yeah. Communal.
No, we tried that once.
It
didn't end well.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I would take out is that. That would be nice.
What about the fire officer one and two?
I think that's too limiting.
I mean, Todd's thing is just moving them down to the desirables.
Let's take. Move that to desirable.
That's good.
I'd do that, wouldn't I? Save this to a
different document. Yeah, save this to a different document. I was going to say.
Best things, not all the best people. I'll save it to my desktop.
Yeah, but, well,
I was going to say, did that mean I just didn't save it or something?
Well, it could be, you know, I'm a Windows person, it could be the difference between the two.
No, let's get in there. So I missed the last thing we did. No, that's all in there. Okay, fine. Not edit that one.
And so you'll post that one internally, the interim or the acting key. And then we're.
Hang on, still working on it.
Is that Slack where you post it?
It'll be posted in here and on Slack.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on. I can only move one at a time. Yeah, I know I just moved through at time before you point that out. Okay.
That's good. The title way the top will make that back. Then the general statement is the acting fire chief is.
That phrase doesn't appear very often in this. That should be fine. Maybe not directly, but indirectly, I would say yes.
There's a fire chief there. You put that the acting fire chief. Maybe we could do a search on that and just replace. Same things must be achieved within 1 year relevant to this position.
No, we haven't done this one.
ICS 1 under 2 or 3 reports, or the ability to achieve.
That should, yeah. I mean, I think once we 400 should be minimum.
7 or 8 are online, 3 or 400 are classroom.
And I
don't know who's got it.
400, that will work.
400 on a 4-day class.
Maybe it was some random university somewhere else in the world, but or something. So just 200, more than 200.
Seven and eight.
I know seven and eight big.
What's that? Seven and eight should be quite a lot of points. That's pretty much required for almost every entry level.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking about 700.
Because there's ICS and IS, two different sets of classes.
Gotcha.
The seven and eight run the other series.
Might be more of a preferred,
yeah,
in the situation, because I think it's not something we're going to be doing a lot of, I think, in the next 3 months, because we're out of cycle.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Not too many people involved in purchasing.
not too many people internally here.
I think it depends on the level of involvement, but I take your point. Yeah, all of that stays the same. All of that stays the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't need to go down that road again. Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Thank you.
No, what? Sorry. Makes sense for the area.
Or defined district.
We have the bus district have passed. Oh, I see. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Take up that one. Yeah, I get you. A bit slow to that. That was bus or bus district. Yeah, okay, good. Good.
Can we go? Can you go up to the top? Just a down a little bit. There was something I saw. I just wanted. Okay. You know, there was this bullet where it says, "I served in the fire department leadership position of two consecutive years as captain or higher position than captain." It's a little bit redundant on the chief one, you know what I mean? Because we asked for minimum requirements, I think. Now I'm talking about not on the acting chief, but on the chief one.
As it's an internal post to take it. Like,
yeah. But on the, you know,
I was going to say something. Yes, putting this and stirring up this.
But if CPS is going to roll through this, so probably they also fix a lot of this. So.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Second it.
Aye.
Yes.
Okay.
Three CPS and posted to CMS. Motion to adjourn?
I second.
Yes.
Yes.
And yes.
As meeting is adjourned at 2015. I'll put the mouse.